Literature 3A. The Hound of the Baskervilles by Arthur Conan Doyle. Exercise 8.
What are you doing here, Barrymore?
Nothing, sir.
His agitation was so great that he could hardly speak, and the shadows sprang up and down from the shaking of his candle.
It was the window, sir. I go round at night to see that they are fastened.
On the second floor?
Yes, sir. All the windows.
Look here, Barrymore, said Sir Henry sternly. We have made up our minds to have the truth out of you, so it'll save you trouble to tell it sooner rather than later. Come now. No lies. What were you doing at that window?
I was doing no harm, sir. I was holding a candle to the window.
And why were you holding a candle to the window?
Don't ask me, Sir Henry. Don't ask me. I give you my word, sir, that it is not my secret, and that I cannot tell it.
I took the candle from the trembling hand of the butler.
He must have been holding it as a signal, said I. Let us see if there is any answer.
I held it as he had done, and stared out into the darkness of the night. And then I gave a cry of exultation, for a tiny pinpoint of yellow light glowed steadily in the centre of the black square framed by the window.
There it is! I cried. No, no, sir, it is nothing, nothing at all,
the butler broke in.
I assure you, sir.
Move your light across the window, Watson, cried the baronet.
See, the other moves also.
Now, you rascal, do you deny that it is a signal? Come, speak up. Who is out yonder? And what is this conspiracy that is going on?
It is my business and not yours. I will not tell.
Then you leave my employment right away.
Very good, sir. If I must, I must.
And you may well be ashamed of yourself. Your family has lived with mine for over 100 years under this roof, and here I find you deep in some dark plot against me.
No, no, sir. No, not against you.
It was a woman's voice, and Mrs. Barrymore was standing at the door.
We have to go, Eliza. This is the end of it. You can pack our things, said the butler.
It is my doing, Sir Henry. All mine. He has done nothing except for my sake, and because I asked him.
Speak out, then. What does it mean?
My unhappy brother is starving on the moor. The light is a signal to him that food is ready for him, and his light out yonder is to show the spot to which to bring it.
Then your brother is...
The escaped prisoner, sir. Selden, the criminal.